still in the place where I say what again. Do you still do many things? Yes, there, what a lot of things I do. Do you still do many things?
Do many things? Yeah, I do many things.
All right, now you answer me. Yes, there, blank, a lot of things I do. Now, how would you say that? Yes?
Yeah, I do lots of things.
Oh, but if I ask you that, I want you to answer in the same form that I give you this little group of words. Yes, there, blank, a lot of things I do. In other words, just say, yes, there.
Yes,
all right, that's what I want you to do. Now then, answer, fill in the little place in this thing. What color, blank, the cabbages? Like, I was asking, if you were asking me that question, what color? All right, now ask me the question, what color, blank, the cabbages? In other words, ask me the color of the cabbages. Just ask me.
What's the color of the cabbages?
All right. The cabbages, now if you were telling me what color the cabbages were, what would you say?
Green.
No, just using the whole sentence, say the cabbages.
Green.
No, just use the whole sentence, you say the cabbages.
Green, the cabbage is green.
If it was more than one cabbage though, what would you say?
I'd say the cabbage.
Yeah. What would you say, these cabbages?
Well, green.
All right. Have you done that yet? No, I
haven't.
All right. Was it a nice day? No, it
wasn't.
You don't think it's right for him to do, if you don't think something's right for somebody to do, you say, he
don't, you shouldn't do that.
All right, that's what I was looking for, that's good. Can you do it? Well, let me see. Are you getting tired?
No.
Or is this just getting boring?
It's getting boring.
The next part of it's not that difficult. It goes right quickly, actually. If I ask you on this, let me check on something. Well, I'm sorry. It won't take much long. Let's see. If I ask you, you're just telling me that you might be able to do something. If I ask you this, can you do it? And you say, well, I...
Will not.
No, you say you might be able to do it.
But if you
use a different word, I... You know, can you do it? Can you do it? And you say, well, I...
Yeah.
All right. Did you say, well, I could do it? Or?
Yeah, I could.
All right. I fell on the ice. I nearly broke my neck. Give me a different word for nearly.
Not
What now, might?
Might not
broke
their neck or something like that.
All right. Now, this is not so difficult here. All I'm going to do is ask you to pronounce a group of things, and some things will be, this will go right quickly. A dime is...
Can't
change. You have lived here ever? How long have you lived here?
No.
When did you first come here? When were you born?
Well, I'm 5 years old. We moved to this place, not on the mountain. I'll be here about 75 years to take on this place. Mm-hmm.
So you've been here ever what you were?
5 years old.
All right, now give me that sentence.
Ever since I was 5 years old.
All right. A greeting, if you were greeting somebody on December 25th, which is Christmas, what would you say to them? You know,
I'd say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right, now say that for me again.
Merry Christmas.
All right. A sausage in a bun, you know, about a 6-inch sausage you can buy, and you put them in a bun, you put mustard and ketchup sometimes on, it's called a what?
I don't know.
All right. that's all right. Jesus' parents were Joseph and... Who was Jesus' mother?
Mary.
All right. Our first president was George.
Washington.
Would you say that for me again?
George Washington.
All right.
Yesterday.
Is that right? You know
it
better than I do.
He is 232 years old yesterday.
Yeah. They became husband and wife. The preacher what them? The preacher. In order to become man and wife, the preacher had to... For the
say
preacher,
the ceremony?
Well, say the ceremony, but what's one word for it? The preacher... give me a form of the word, marry.
The preacher's married?
All right. He was very... if somebody talks like this, what is it? You know, he was very... You say he's very...
Uh-huh.
You know, if he's got, you know, in other words, if he has a real sore throat and he's very...
Very harsh.
Right. Would you say that for me again?
Very harsh. Of course, you can count on it.
When you have to sit down and send out Christmas cards, or if you have a duty, you have to sit down and do what? You have to...
Write Right,
yeah.
Back them.
What? All right, now what do you do? You do what with you? How do you get put the address down? What do you call it when you put an address on it? You call it?
Well, I just call it the name I'm sending it to when you post it over there.
Well, that's right. I was just trying to get you to say a particular word, like when you're putting down words on paper. What's that called?
Well, I just call it writing words.
All right. Would you say the now? What is that again?
Well, I'm just saying I'm writing a word. Writing a word.
What do you do in a train? What do you or in a horse cart or in a car or anything? What do you do?
Well, sit down.
But you while you're sitting.